sense of penmanship because he did not have penmanship
yes.
in himself.
Yes, sir.
He had to. So by holding that penmanship away from him, and he had so had to be so the experience of the powers of writing by watching other people in the communique so that he could understand the value of it so he would know how to utilize it.
Yes,
yes sir.
For the right.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
See, you become so familiar with writing and so familiar with talking and so familiar with this in the educated world that you become an educated fool.
Yes, sir.
But the one that has been made the moron will understand when the seal is broken the great value of that tool which has been lost to the damn educated fool.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's like the brothers who come so familiar with Islam, you say, As-salamu alaykum, they say, Alaykum as-salam.
Yes, sir.
They don't say, why Alaykum as-salam?
Yes, sir.
They then become so familiar with Islam that they don't say El Shaitan, which means the devil. They say El Shaitan.
Yes, sir.
Well, they don't even touch hands no more.
Yes, sir.
They don't say, if it's the will of Allah anymore.
That's right, sir.
They don't say, I'll see you tomorrow if it's the will of Allah.
Yes,
they
sir.
They say, see you tomorrow.
That's right, sir.
They done become so familiar, like the Muslim brothers of the East had came so familiar with Islam that they would cut this short.
Yes, sir.
See, when Muhammad, 1400 years ago, made a peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his successors, when he raised up those people up there, he raised up the sweeping who was in their country, who knew Islam, could speak their language, and was familiar with it, but had just got a little lazy at it.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he was a sign of what would happen when he come and raised up the real Muslims who was not in their country, who did not know how to speak Islam, didn't know nothing about Islam. And if he raised that much Dickens and put Islam together at that much pace back there among the sleeping, what would happen when it comes time for the middle resurrection of the dead?
Yes, sir.
Whoa, to that day.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, please, do that. And you got the most honorable life. I'm going to say, you take this under consideration, that his greatest followers and greatest workers and greatest doers, when he was talking to his followers, he said, they're not even in Islam yet. They don't know nothing about Islam. Some of them haven't even been born yet. And the most of them, the majority of them, are Christians.
Yes, sir.
Now, in their niggly state, and they believe in that Christianity, look how they drive so hard in a belief of the Christian way and how they work hard to argue the point of a falsehood of what's being said.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think is going to happen when they wake up to the truth?
Yes, sir.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Allah God, in the person of my swastika, Muhammad, Master Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, I wanted to ask a question. I was looking at some of the photographs that we had taken. I asked Muhammad, so-called Don, I have one in the red garment, and it's in this dwelling, and I was writing a picture, the sister took a photo of me while I didn't know it, and I was...
What do you say?
I wanted to send it to the brother, but I have on the red.
You send all pictures to this way first, and then this picture come back to teach you. And if you think that all you got to do is know what kind of picture that I'm looking for, and if that picture fit that kind of criteria, then you send it to the brother.
All right, I'll send it to you first, sir.
No, but you send it to the brother if it fit that kind of criteria. Yes. If it fit the criteria of those pictures that you have with the sisters in the white gowns that I seen y'all with.
Yes, sir.
If it fit that kind of a picture, fine. But if it fit the picture like what you seen that Sister and Mama so-called Aurora them took and things and them other kind in white gowns and stuff, but with them sassy kind of looks that are not holy, then not, you don't send that.
Oh, yes, sir. No,
you don't send those looks like the pictures that you had that you sent for, to me. I mean, that you sent in here to me from back down there that you took on the road going back down, going to Washington.
No, sir.
Ain't none of those pictures, nothing holy look about any of those pictures.
No, yes, sir. It fits the criteria. It's just in the red instead of the
white. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'm just bringing that particular point up again. But now let me tell you why. Let me tell you one of the mathematical reasons why your greatest workers will be Christians in the last days when you come into the truth.
Yes, sir.
Because most of the people in the first place was Christians before they came into the truth of following the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Because that's all they knew is Christianity. The Bible is the only book that is written in the opening that the people understand the majority of, where it says, behold, I will send you Elijah before the coming and great and dreadful day of the Lord. anywhere? Huh? Hello?
No, sir, I have not asked for myself.
Yeah, well, when I say something to you, you answer back to me.
Yes, sir.
And if you was in it, you can tell the religious people that was into the religious way in the religious world before the hell world come out, because in the hell world, they still grip to a form of religion, whether it's a false religion or not.
Yes, sir.
See, we are a way of religious kind of peoples by nature. So even in our dead state, we will automatically cling to some form of religion.
Yes, sir.
And clinging to our way of life.
Yes, sir.
Our desire to want to be that way.
Yes, sir.
The desire to want to be that way with our so-called queens or wives or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Or man. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So this writing of this Bible holds us in such a spellbound because it leaves us with a desire to want to be like that because that was our nature.
Yes, sir.
And we're reading about the way that we were.
Yes, sir.
That's the way that we were.
Yes, sir.
And the ones who do not give a shake and do about any form of religion, they're not up to try to survive.
Yes, sir.
Those are some scrambled up dudes.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you was a religious person in the Great Awakening, you would be a religious person in the Great Sleep.
Yes, sir.
Your Great Slumber Walking. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then you had those that was of tribes, that was of great warriors. But you remember, that tells you too, the beast is going to raise a beast within inside of himself that would destroy the beast.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I got in person, my false father, Muhammad, Messenger, Muhammad, Elijah, Muhammad, have me bring up now, speaking of tribes, what about the tribe of Levi? This is something that keeps coming to my mind's eye.
You've got to remember.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you the truth of the, really the meaning of the tribe of Levi in its essence, in this material form.
Yes, sir.
Okay? And not in his ancient form.
Yes, sir.
The tribe of Levi is the tribe of a certain set of people that was wearing Levi jeans.
Okay, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning that they were a rough, laborious peoples.
Yes, sir.
Who, what did you have when I met you?
Levi's.
What did I put expressions on? Levi jackets, Levi this, and Levi was the first labor jeans style stuff.
Yes, sir.
And to those that was the field niggas, they had what you call big bears.
Yes, sir.
The beast that was in the beast.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
This was put out there in a form to relate to you in the northwest corner, where they were in the northwest corner is where they went crazy over Levi's.
Yes, sir.
Out here in the west.
Yes, sir.
We wore Levi's for dress.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So, in the land of Levi is in the land of the West.
Yes, sir.
If you look out on the street and see them people out there that's on the Rockhead trip or any trip, what do they have on? Levi.
Yes, sir. And they're working hard, too.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, the tribe of Levi meant a set of peoples off into a Levi state.
Yes, sir.
Now, do you understand? That is the mythology of the hidden secrets of the meaning of Levi.
Yes, sir.
In reality, there is no tribe of Levi.
Okay, yes, sir.
I'm talking about for it being an original tribe here with the creation of the universe. It is a tribe that a name of a so-called tribe put upon the peoples that was here at the beginning of the universe. After they went through many different changes in different areas and locations and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
To the degree. Well, to the degree you can understand what I'm saying.
That's what I got in person.
Because the tribe of Shabbat also have many camouflage names.
Yes, sir. This is all I got in person. Master Walti Farman and Master Mosan of Elijah Muhammad have me sort of not identifying, but just not categorizing. It's just something scrambled. Well, it's like in the trying to read some of the tamper with Bible and whatnot, like the priesthood.
Okay, but understand this here. Again, that the sheep should know the shepherd's voice.
Yes, sir.
And most of the stuff that is the truth is laughable.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
And okay. Is most dumb duck appearing.
Could you repeat that, sir?
Most of the stuff that is serious and important is Donald Duck style. Meaning that it's funny.
Yes, sir.
But it's truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But they seem like they're just a little funny fairy tale thing.
Yes, sir.
But yet it is the whole essence of the meaning of the statement of the Bible saying between God and the devil, black and white, right and wrong.
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So the most heaviest of knowledge of symbols is the most funniest it seems.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, Mary had a little lamb.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mother Hubbard went through the covenant. All those things have the most essence of the semantics of the truth of God himself.
That's yes, true, sir. Yes, sir.
More so than, you know, God was this person here, and God was that person, and God came down. That.
Yes, sir.
Which seems like it's so important is that which is really scrambling it up.
Yes, sir.
Really foolishness.
Yes.
And that what you think is foolishness is really the truth. Unscrambled.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it seems laughable because it's a laugh or a smile that sucks when you turn it upside down.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
The heaviest lessons that you could ever get and learn in this world is what you first get in grammar school.
Yes, sir.
Or what you get in nursery and kindergarten.
Yes, sir. There's a call coming in.
Okay.
Hold on.
It might be the attorney.
Okay.
Yes?
Sajalahu, this is Pete.
Sajalahu.
It was the marshal's office, and all they did is so they could get an up-to-date picture of him because they need it for him when he's going to be released.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
No investigations, no nothing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Sajalahu. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it was the attorney. He said it was the marshal's office, and all they wanted to do was get an up-to-date picture of you so that they'll have that point to be able to identify you when you be released.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted you to hear the little Shandell, that's so called Shandell, and say, Sajalahu. Say it. Sajalahu. Now he's not saying it. He said it to the attorney. He heard the attorney's voice, and he says,
but I heard the little child say it mentally or whatever.
Yes, sir.
It was in a note, even though if he was just saying, it still came out.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that? Because I heard it. All you got to do is when you get off this here radio, when you get off this here phone, this remote control unit.
Yes, sir.
Play that part back right there. Turn it real high and listen with your God's eye.
Yes, sir.
And you get some, and you hear,
yes, sir.
Do it. Just try it.
Yes, sir.
And then let me know.
Yes, sir.
That little part there where you was asking the child, listen with a keen, fine ear.
Yes, sir.
As soon as you say it. Then turn the volume up real high. Listen.
Yes, sir.
And he'll tell me what you hear.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And you say, well, I'll be dog. He did say it.
Yes, sir.
Because Allah will answer Allah.
Yes, sir.
Whether you are well of it or not.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, but now we know where we are. Is that true?
Yes, sir.